Loudoun County Sheriff investigating multiple incidents of inappropriate touching in middle school. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 28, 2021. An investigation is underway in Loudoun County by the Sheriff's Office after multiple reported incidents of a male student touching other students inappropriately at a district middle school. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, LCSO, reported Thursday its school resource office learned from school personnel that on Wednesday a male student had been inappropriately touched over his clothing by another male student in a hallway of Harmony Middle School. LCSO reported. At this time detectives have determined there are additional male students who were inappropriately touched by the same juvenile. Those incidents had not been previously reported to school officials or law enforcement. The LCSO is currently conducting follow-ups with school officials, witnesses, and parents. The report comes only 2 days after high school students in the scandal-ridden school district held a walkout in support of other sexual assault victims. The walkout occurred 1 day after a Loudoun County judge found a boy guilty of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl. The boy was wearing a skirt and entered the girl's bathroom at Stonebridge High School. On Monday, juvenile court judge Pamela Brooks found the boy, who is also a minor, guilty of forcible sodomy and forcible fellatio. The boy has also been charged with a more recent sexual assault this month of another girl at Broad Run High School. Scott Smith, whose daughter was assaulted during the first incident in May, had been dragged out of a school board meeting and arrested on June 22 after hearing school officials supportive of transgender bathrooms deny there had been reports of sexual assaults in these spaces. LCPS Superintendent Scott Ziegler also stated he was unaware of any assaults happening in the bathrooms. As Breitbart News reported last week, Ziegler later acknowledged, following parents' outrage, the school district has failed to provide safety for its students. Former President Barack Obama, who was in Virginia over the weekend campaigning for former Governor Terry McAuliffe, D., dismissed the issues parents have raised at school board meetings as fake outrage and trumped up culture wars, as Breitbart News reported. Smith and his wife are demanding an apology from the National School Boards Association for characterizing parents who are outraged about actions taken by their local school boards and school officials as domestic terrorists. The NSBA letter was crafted by Chip Slavin, NSBA's interim executive director and CEO, and Viola Garcia, the association's president, who, emails obtained later revealed, informed the association's board of directors they had worked with the White House prior to sending their September 29 letter to President Joe Biden, requesting federal law enforcement use the Patriot Act to target parents voicing concerns at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. Meanwhile, the Daily Caller reported Monday LCPS is requiring parents to sign a form similar to a non-disclosure agreement, NDA, to review part of the district's curriculum that consists of principles of critical race theory, CRT. According to the report, as part of LCPS' broader equity agenda, the district spent approximately $7,700 to become a licensed user of Second Step programs, a branch of the left-leaning nonprofit organization Committee for Children. According to a copy of the NDA-style form reviewed by the Daily Caller, eligible parents at LCPS must sign a document to view the Second Step curriculum. Parents are required to view the curriculum in person as any form of downloading, photographing, or recording in any manner whatsoever is prohibited, states the report. Part of the curriculum is available for downloading on the LCPS website, according to Second Step's copyright policy. I understand that the authorized presentation of Second Step materials I am about to view is not a public event, and that copying, broadcast or recording of any kind is not permitted, the form reads. I agree to comply with the terms of the above special license. LCPS has reportedly entered into an agreement with Second Step that states the curriculum is not subject to Virginia Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, laws. LCPS is partners with Southern Poverty Law Center, Racial Equity Tools, and Learning for Justice, SPLC, all of which have copyrighted material. However, LCPS freely provides access to these materials, said Scott Minio, who heads Loudoun County's Parents Against Critical Theory, PACT. Why is there such a double standard when parents want to review Second Step cell material in its entirety?